FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Let's get down tonight.
Tom, can I just say, the Naughty After Nine podcast, which is its own podcast, separate from the PG stuff we do from 7 to 9.
Gone bonkers.
The one we did two nights ago where we sort of broke open the No Fat Movement, which is a real website, and you discussed the idea of doing a No Masty March, that has been going gangbusters. Almost 1,000 listens, if not more than 1,000 by now.
Never talk about numbers.
Mate, no, I think it's never important. It's important to say that
a thousand?
1,000 people.
Is 1,000 good?
Good for us.
Producer Belle is looking worried and she's got her hand over her mouth.
What does Belle know? Belle, what do you know? Honestly, what do you know? What do you
jump
know?
On the mic. What do
what,
you know?
You don't know anything because you don't even say anything.
Well, I'm your only producer, so you'd like to think.
That's not
that
true.
I
We've got Liam something. Now as well. Doing work experience.
Liam's
and I want to keep
learning.
Him. Yeah, I want to keep him. You should be worried.
I am worried now.
Why?
Because you say I don't know anything.
Do you reckon 1,000 listens to the podcast is good, Belle?
No.
Why not?
Oh, what?
What are you basing that off?
What do you know?
Did you?
Have you got a podcast?
Have you worked on another show with more listens?
Yes, I have.
How many listens
did
they get?
That's irrelevant. Have you worked on a podcast?
Fair few thousand.
How many is a fair few thousand?
Well, you're making it sound more shit now. So.
Is just don't mention numbers.
How many is a fair few thousand?
What do you mean? Like just
there
a
are plenty of shows around the country that have the same amount of listens as us.
That's right. We looked at the list.
There's plenty.
Yeah, we looked at the list.
Thousand,
we're right
we
on
should,
the list.
We should be proud
we're
of it.
Pretty far down the list.
We should all be proud of a thousand.
Okay, your mic's going off. Shut up, Belle. You can come back on the radio and come back to working when you actually have something nice to say about the show. Okay, we're a team.
And you can also believe in the show as well, Tom. Stop poo-pooing it. 1,000 listens
believe
is for one podcast.
I know it's good.
So then stop shit-canning it.
I would never say the numbers, though, because it doesn't sound good. I know it's good.
1,000 sounds great.
But I'd never say it's good. Hey, we've talked for so long, the bed's run out on the opener. So up next, we're going to talk about dirty confessions. I'll also give you an update on the No Masty month.
In about 20 minutes' time.
A little bit later on.
Later on.
But yeah, dirty confessions up next. It's pretty good. I'd stick around. This is Walk This Way, Run DMC, Aerosmith, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Walk This Way, Run DMC versus Aerosmith, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine, of course. We'll get to the update on the No Masty month very soon, but I have to play this.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Ollie, you?
I just pointed at you. You pointed at me. Sorry, I wasn't watching you.
Wait,
all right, do it again. Point me again.
And why weren't you watching?
Thanks for the point, man. I'll play the harmonica whenever you want. Just give me that point.
That's not what the point was for. The point was to tell you why.
Oh, the guys who have rocked up. We've got a couple of just a bit of a walk-in happening here. Four friends, three ladies, and a dude rocking up from the function upstairs.
Say hello.
I won't go into names, but hello. Hey guys, you've had a function upstairs. Been talking about business and stuff. Oh, your phones are going off.
Just turn off your phones if you're going to be in the studio, please. Jeez, God.
Okay. And so is tonight a big night, guys? What are you going to do?
We're going to keep it classy, I think.
Okay, cool.
Classy,
yeah, all right,
sure.
Nice.
All right, now keep it quiet as well if you
just
can. That'd be great.
As quiet as you can. Here's what I want. 133353, dirty confessions. No, stop with the harmonica. I know that there's an audience in here.
No, I'm adding to your... Okay. I'll find a naughty note in a minute if you give me a chance. That's a bit naughty.
Dirty confessions. If you've got any secret alone behaviour, seriously, mate, you need to stop playing the harmonica.
Okay, it's a gift. I just want to play it.
133353, that secret alone behaviour. I was browsing Reddit the other day, Ollie. Dirty confessions
was
on there. Thank you. And this was said, when my girlfriend's not home, I lick and... I lick her sex toy while I masturbate.
Say the full words. Say the words,
I can't say the
words. We've done a content warning.
Okay, I lick and suck her vibrator while I wank.
Oh, Tom, no, don't say that. Oh, so when she's away.
Feels weird to be doing it with guests in the studio, doesn't it?
It's extra real. Well, wait for the no fat movement chat that you're going to do pretty soon. Yeah, people right. can learn about your intimate behaviors.
But I, you know, we all do those things at home that we just do alone in the comfort of our houses that we don't tell anyone. Those dirty things that we do, you know?
Yeah.
Those secrets that we have.
I've got a non-dirty alone secret.
Okay, well, sure. My friend told me.
She said she records herself when she's in the car for a long drive. She sings along to songs and records it and then plays it back, listens back to it. For an hour.
That's not fun. That's not naughty.
I told you. You said go for it.
How about this one? He said that he once had sex with his girlfriend at the time on a friend's couch. He was using some lubrication at the time. 2 years later, he was helping him move and the lube bottle fell out from the couch onto the floor. He forgot that it was in there.
Oh, that's full on. Did he keep quiet? You would keep quiet.
I think he kept quiet, yeah.
Okay, I've got one. Just for our friends here, for Brendan, Francesca, and then other guys. I forgot names, sorry.
Yeah, good.
I occasionally, when I am alone and I want to treat myself, I do what we call a posh wank, guys, which is where you have a solo go with a condom.
All right, let's confess. 1-333-5
Okay.
1-333-5 Do you have a dirty confession? Do you have a secret alone behavior that you might have? Yeah. Share with us. It feels good, doesn't it, Ollie?
It was a while ago. Does it feel good? Feels weird?
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels good.
1-333-5 Give us a call. Always on the run. Lenny Kravitz, Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty, After 9.
Sorry.
Always on the run, Lenny Kravitz, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. After 9 o'clock.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We'll find out how the No Masty Month is doing very soon. Struggling already, day one.
Well, you're angry today, so it seems like it's a bad start.
I'm not angry, mate. You're angry.
Pent up already.
1-333-5 your dirty confessions. Your dirty confessions. That secret alone behavior that you have. Found this on Reddit, Ollie. Just a couple more from there if you'd like.
Well, we need them, Tom, because the phones are slow at this stage. Look, not a whole lot of secrets coming forward.
When you say not a lot, none. So, yeah, jump on
that
phone.
Oh, never say the amount of phone calls we have. Never say that. It sounds bad.
Someone's turned into Tom Petty.
Rings a bell, doesn't it?
How about this guy? When masturbating, I do not use my bare hand. He almost hasn't in 20 years, Ollie. He hasn't used his bare hand. He uses panties. He says that they feel better for me. My bare hand feels like a total stranger and not in a comfortable way. Lol.
Not in a dead hand kind of way. But you know that trick? You ever done that one? Where you let your hand go numb, where you hold your hand up and the blood goes out of it and you can't really feel your hand.
No, you sit on your hand. You don't hold it up in the air. Come on, mate.
No, it's like if
you... GoPro, you know?
Oh, well, when I was in primary school, my hand got numb from my hand being up.
Just sit on it.
I didn't then use the trick then, but...
It's weird.
Have you done that? Have you?
No, I haven't done that.
Neither.
They call it the stranger, though.
The stranger, that's it. How about the what about the Dutch rudder?
what are you talking about?
Whilst we're on, like, you know, pop culture, sexual acts.
Sure.
What's the Dutch rudder again? When you hold your own penis,
yeah,
and someone shakes your hand, your forearm and shakes your forearm. That is not a thing, is it? Has anyone ever done that?
I don't know. If
you've done a Dutch rudder, what a ridiculous name.
1-333-5 That is insane.
In the absence of any other calls.
Yeah, give us a call. I've also got here, a lady says, if I know I'm going to have a boring class with a male lecturer, she sits in the front row in a short skirt or a short dress with no panties on and tries to distract the guy throughout.
Oh, that is not on.
Yeah, do you reckon it's not on?
That's very cheeky. I mean,
you're smiling. Why are you smiling and blushing?
And I'm considering lecturing at this university now. But that is very naughty.
It's not. A guy says it's like sending unsolicited D pics.
Who said that?
Do you want his username?
Oh, as in someone said that's not okay.
Joe Wool.
What's Joe Wool's against it? But the rest are going, nice, hot.
Joe Wool hates it. Okay. Producer Bell, have we got any phone calls that we can go to here? What do you reckon?
Yep.
Sweet. Great.
Just
awesome.
Get them across, Bell. Just get them across
get
if you can.
Get them across. Hey, Em. How you doing?
Hello.
Done Dutch rudder? Have you, Em? Or...
Sorry?
What's your dirty confession? What's your secret alone behaviour, Em?
I can only wank in front of a full-length mirror.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Only doing the full-length mirror?
Only. The only thing that gets me off.
And why is that, do you think?
It's hard to say. I think I just, you know, I like the way I look. I just want to see it.
And are you standing up?
Sitting down, sometimes standing up, leg up.
Yeah.
Leg up.
And from the start of your masturbatory career, you were doing this?
Pretty early on, yep.
Nice. Wow. Well done, Em. I like that. Sam on 133353.
Got more questions.
Do you have more questions for Em?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Hang on. Well, producer Belle, we've got more questions for Em.
Em, does that mean that you...
Hang on. Here we go. There she is.
Em, does that mean that you do also have sex in front of the mirror a lot?
If the opportunity arises, if there's a mirror around, I have a mirror in my bedroom, but if I'm having sex somewhere else, then
yeah,
if it's there.
Would you ever consider getting the mirrors that go on the roof?
Oh,
God, yeah, if I had enough money.
Yeah.
I mean, expensive. This is the closest thing to, you know, orgasming over yourself. Do you think that you, you know, is it bordering on narcissism?
Ultimate narcissism.
Yeah, massive. And you just admit it.
Sorry?
You're just admitting it. That's great.
Not very, very good talker. Hey, Sam, on 133353, you got a dirty confession.
I do, boys. I do. I love the show, by the way.
Thanks, good Sam. Confession.
Thanks, Sam. Nice and dirty. what is it? What do you do in the alone?
So in the summer months, yeah. When it's mango season, I dabble in a bit of mango, and then I use the skins afterwards to help me out with a bit of olivia.
Oh. Okay, so Sam, we've talked about using fruit in the past. How is that?
It's good, but then afterwards, really sticky. Really, yeah.
Sticky.
Like even more sticky. More sticky than usual.
Double sticky.
Yeah.
Ever a sting to it, or...?
No, it's not. Like, it's okay, like, but it's just a bit sticky and you hope there are no ants around.
You don't want ants. Does it kind of make the skin more supple or soft or something? Like, is there any side effects to it that are good?
Oh, it's like the real thing, if I'm being completely honest.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
And mango skin?
Recommend it, fellas.
Wow.
Do you have to heat it up or anything beforehand?
No. Nice and fresh. You want it fresh. You don't want it lying around or anything, but yeah.
And are you cutting into thirds like a traditional mango is eaten?
Yeah, so you cut it, you know, the third, you eat the two outside thirds and then you use the skins. You know, you can either go two-handed if you're like me or you use the one hand like you fellas.
Yeah, good. Yeah, well done. Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
You don't know our
well
style.
133353. Do you have a dirty confession? That secret alone
That's like
behavior.
One of your favourite films from last year. Call Me By Your Name. He uses a peach. Yeah.
And then gets a... sneaky BJ, and it tastes like peach.
Makes a big mess.
133353, give us a call. Tom and Ollie
on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M. We're talking about those dirty confessions. I said confessions.
You said confessions, and that's what you meant.
The secret alone behavior. What do you do in your own house that nobody else knows about? Confess here, 133353. That's our confession hotline.
Bite my toenails.
You can be anonymous. That's disgusting.
And sometimes chew them.
Hey, Ben.
Hello?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, sorry, I just cut out for a little bit.
Cool.
I do something that, I don't know, I thought it was normal, to be honest. I thought it was a normal thing to do.
Mate, nothing's abnormal. Nothing's abnormal.
Yeah, but one day I brought up my mates and it turned out it was an abnormal thing to do.
Okay.
So every now and then I taste what my ejaculate tastes like.
Yeah. Like, yep. Really?
Yeah. Because I thought, like, honestly, I remember watching like some weird movie or something once when I was younger and being like, oh yeah, that's like a normal thing to do. That's just like what every young man does.
Well, sample. Yeah.
Yeah, but then one day, like, we're playing a few drinking games, I brought it up, and I sort of got hounded down in a bit.
Everyone gave you a big nope?
Yeah, I don't know, I just...
Well, Tom's giving you a yes. Well, no, Tom's actually all for it. Tom's giving a big thumbs up.
But who cares? Who cares if Ben wants to taste his own ejaculate? It's not like it's the weirdest thing in the world.
I'm not doing it.
I know you're not doing it. And I know, you know, there's a majority of men that wouldn't do it.
Matt's walked past. He's laughing. He is not doing it.
Yeah, but Ben, mate, go for it. If you like it and you want to do it, it's better to do it than to not do it if you like it.
Belle, what do you reckon?
I agree. I feel like I would feel bad if a girl tasted it tasted bad.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, so...
Okay, so you're doing a bit of taste testing just to sort of monitor.
Exactly right. Like, so I can go do a rating. Rate my sperm.
And how do you rate it?
Well, it depends what I've eaten. If I've had a lot of pineapple juice a few days before, it's not too bad. But...
So that's true, that trick.
That is 100% fact. 100% fact. That's pretty much the main reason why I did it.
Yeah, right.
Well, you should patent it, mate, because Rate My Teacher is a real website, so you could do Rate My Sperm. Give it a go.
So yeah, that's me.
Ben, don't let anybody else shut you down, mate. Keep doing what you're doing. You do you.
Thank you very much, guys.
No worries, mate. 133353, give us your dirty confessions. That secret alone behaviour.
It is weird, though.
Shut up, mate. Just embrace everything. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine. You know what that song is. I don't even need to say it. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And after 9 o'clock, I have to play this thing.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
The phone is going.
Almost gone. Pretty close.
Finished?
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah.
Great. The phone's going hot, Ollie, with the blokes in the Kick Messenger group. For the no masty month.
Busy hands, are they? Well, they can't be doing any mastying, so they've got to be texting.
Exactly right. We've also got Liam in the group now who hasn't masturbated for 73 days, giving some advice to the lads. And if you would like to join us, you can message us on Facebook at Tom and Ollie. But before the end of the show, I do have an update to give you. Right now, though, we're talking those dirty confessions, that secret alone behavior. Doesn't have to be alone. I'm just going to take dirty confessions, catch-all.
Have you given one, Tom? Have you given us one? I mean, I've shared in front of that live audience we had in the studio, which was very intense for me. My posh wank.
What do I share? What?
Well, normally your stories are too full on because they're always involving 10 men in a club or something or a laneway. But give us something about just you alone.
What just are you, me alone?
What's your secret alone behavior? What are you doing alone that's a bit okay?
It gets too full on. It actually gets too full on.
Oh, God.
Give the secret alone behavior.
Give us a teaser. Give us half of it.
Half of it?
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't fit. No, I don't know.
Trying to be cool.
Hey, Luke, how you doing?
Oh, come on, you suck.
Hey.
Hey. Hello. What are you doing?
Just at Woolies.
Oh, nice. What are you getting?
I don't know. It's just some snacks, I guess.
Yeah, cool. No.
Get some
ice cream?
Pods?
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, sick. Oh, nice. Yeah. What's your flavour?
The tonight dough. That's all right.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, better stuff here. Give us the sexy alone behaviour you do.
No. Just whenever I take a poo, I got to get naked.
Oh, really?
We've heard about this. This is kind of common.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I got to, just take off all the clothes.
Yeah, all of the clothes.
Yep.
So if you're at a friend's house, you got to get naked.
Shoes are all right. And socks, they're all right.
Oh, well.
So shoes and socks are fine, but if you're wearing jeans, how do you take your jeans off?
Oh, no, it's got to come off, and I've got to at least find a hook on the door or tuck it on the lap.
If you're in a dirty club or a messy bar, you get naked?
School and then at work. Everything.
How did this start, Luke? Where did it begin?
I guess, probably in school. It's cleanliness at school. It's kind of shit.
Cleanliness?
Oh, they told me not to swear.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll forgive it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You're right.
Yeah. So, but how is it cleaner?
I don't know. My jeans aren't touching the floor. Shorts aren't touching the floor.
Don't they have to touch the floor when you take them off?
I don't know. No, not at all.
How are you taking off your jeans?
Hopping and getting around.
So if you've got your shoes on, do you have to take a shoe off, then take one leg off, then put that shoe back on, then take the other shoe off, take the other leg off, make sure that the jeans don't touch the floor, put the shoe back on, all the while you're turtle heading?
Precisely. Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
Was there one time in early days where you were getting you were just doing it normally and you got a lot of on your clothes, and that's why?
Yeah.
Because when you know what happens, Luke, when you pull your pants down, you can't put them all the way down to the ground because that's when they can get covered.
In the piss and then the poo and all that.
Yeah, you kind of hook them around your knees.
They could even be cum in there. There's boys' toilets. So.
Oh.
I love how, look, can I just compare the way that Tom is quite inquisitive and questioning of Luke, but when it came to old tasting the semen dude, you were like, everyone lay off, this guy's normal. But Luke's the weirdo for taking his clothes off doing a poo.
I'm not saying that it's normal. I'm just saying I like to embrace people when they have something that they're talking about in terms of pleasure and self-pleasure. I'm going to be the first guy to embrace that kind of stuff.
Or maybe Luke gets pleasure out of getting naked doing a poo.
I was simply questioning him on how he goes about
it. Judge Judy was coming out. You were
no Judge Judy, Ollie.
You couldn't understand it.
Oh, BS. There was no Judge Judy.
But when
here.
It comes to sampling the semen, it's all day, every day. It's big thumbs up.
Mate, the law and order is up.
Well, you can't be sampling for another month. So, you know, you may as well put that thought out of your mind.
All right, fair enough. Well, hey, if you've got any more dirty confessions, give us a call. No, you don't want any
done,
more?
We're done, aren't we?
Give us some more.
Oh, okay,
133353. Your dirty confessions. Doesn't have to be alone. I don't care if it's alone.
It's that big cover here from the Polish Club.
Confess. Yeah, the Sydney guys. Truly, madly, deeply. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty. After nine. Truly, madly. Oh, God.
Clear your throat, young man.
And truly, madly, deeply from the boys at Polish Club, Sydney guys. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Look, we have to go straight to Bon Jovi Bad Medicine, but I'd stick around, guys, because up next...
Day
it's
one.
The update of day one from the No Masty Month. Not masturbating for a whole month.
Day one.
What has happened? There's been some updates. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, stick around. Bad Medicine, Bon Jovi, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Of course, after 9 o'clock.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Here's what we've done. We've looked up on Reddit about this thing called the NoFap movement, and you can see that there's a full website. It's a registered trademark. You can even go through courses, Ollie, to make sure that you reset from porn addiction and masturbation addiction.
A genuine website, that one, isn't it? Now, you're not claiming to use that space. You're starting your own thing here.
It's called the No Masty Month.
Very different.
So different.
It's not the same thing.
No.
But, I mean, you are paying homage.
Mine's free.
Yours is a free course.
Free program.
Paying homage to the NoFap movement. But you are looking for people to join you in your pursuit here because there are a heap of untold benefits that apparently Liam has already experienced. Have a listen here.
Yeah, I haven't choked the chicken, as it were, since the start of the year with my New Year's resolution. 2 weeks in, I felt sort of invincible, felt more confident,
really?
Better self-esteem. My social anxiety pretty much disappeared. I had more energy, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, legit. The urges for the first, I guess, about 3 weeks were like really horny, just wanted to masturbate. But then the urges shift. It's difficult to explain, but it's almost like your body knows that masturbation isn't an option anymore, and those urges change to wanting to have sex rather than masturbate.
Right.
So the urges are there, but they're different.
So I've signed up, Ollie, 30 days, no wanking. It started at midnight last night. Or actually, I did have to watch telly. I watched an episode of Last Week Tonight.
You said at the stroke of midnight, no more strokes.
Yeah, well, it was more like the stroke of 1 o'clock. Let's be honest. But look, I've signed up some guys, Joe, Kyle, Liam, and Ruben. They're all in a little Kick messenger group. We're messaging each other today going, oh, guys, day one, how's it feeling? I've already found that Ruben's the funny guy of the group, Ollie.
Is he?
Yeah, he said avoid any vehicles with hardened suspension going over rough terrain. He also said I'll have to take up wood carving or model boat building to get through this experience, he reckons.
Just to focus his energy.
Yeah. But we also have Fapstronaut Liam in there who hasn't masturbated for 73 days. But
now, just give us a quick idea of what you're hoping to achieve here. What do you hope to be the benefits are? Just so you can get the most amount of followers and supporters here.
Look, this is what I hope. I hope that... by not masturbating for 30 days, I will reset my body and I will become less addicted to my phone, to those people
to your very own eggplant.
True.
Give
yes,
it up.
To my eggplant.
Give up the aubergine.
That's right. And I hopefully will become more confident. I'll be able to think better. I'll be able to, you know, have a better life. And so here's the deal.
What are we doing?
I want you to join me. I want you to join Joe, Kyle, Liam and Ruben. I want you to join the boys here as we go through a No Masty Month. Have the passion, have the drive, have the balls to go through with it.
Nay, the blue balls, Tom. Have the blue balls to join Tom on his No
Masty
Month.
And if you're thinking, I can't do this. There's no way I can do it. I'm too weak. I always have to masturbate. You know what? You can do it.
How do we join?
You can do it.
Come on, quick. How do we join?
All you have to do is message us on Facebook. Say, Tom and Ollie, I want to join your No Masty Month. I want to be part of the crew. Just message. Be a part of it.
Easy as that, guys. Get involved. Look, I won't be, but you should. I'll be still doing my thing.
Join us now. Hit that message button as we give up masturbation.
All right, I said short, Tom. I said short and sweet, yeah?
Yeah, well.
You're really dragging us out.
the music's too good, you know. We'll see you on Monday night. How will it go across the weekend?
That'll be day five by then,
oh,
wouldn't it?
Oh, God. Haven't done five days for a while.
No. Look, we'll see you then. Antsy and worked up. Bye-bye.
Like, share and comment.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.